BFBS.
Your stories. Camp Bastion.
You can't swim with sharks on Ops. The next best thing? Being bait for the theatre military working dogs. Take NAFI workers Chris Stevenson and Wayne Jackson, 80 pounds of killer canine and a crowd of co-workers, and this is what you get.
From Richard Marshall of the Theatre Military Working Dog Support Unit. Basically, we're going to get him in the kit, give him a quick brief, and then they're just going to basically turn, wind the dog up a little bit, run off, and then the dogs will be released onto him. It's the German Shepherds and the Malinois that we train to chase and bite and hold people, or to detain people.
And have you been in the suit?
I've been in the suit many times.
Have you got any advice for Chris and Wayne?
Confidence and don't look back.
Should they have brought maybe a couple of dog toys just to throw in the opposite direction?
It wouldn't have fazed our dogs at all. I think they're pretty focused on what they need to do. So,
a few safety points to start with.
Yeah.
If you've got any dramas while you're in the suit at all, let me know and we'll get the dog off you straight away.
Wayne, did you come up with this idea?
Yeah, but what it was, I saw a few dogs walking around and I asked a stupid question. Do you need volunteers for the attack dogs? And the answer was yes. And Chris was even more stupid. He's coming along with me as well.
So you didn't just decide just to maybe to walk them. You're going to get attacked by them. And you've done it for a good cause, haven't you?
Yeah, it's for the Gaffer's charity down here, which is the Army Benevolent Fund.
Right, Chris, it's actually happening. You've just been put into the suit. How are you feeling?
I'm excited. I think it's going to hurt.
Yeah, hopefully the dog's being fed.
I'm hoping so.
Yeah. Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Oh, straight down. Right, he's on the floor.
Job, job.
It's over. How did you feel?
It was all right until I felt him bite through my arm. I was like, I wasn't that scared until he finally got me. And I was like, no! How is he stronger than me? It's just a dog. Oh, I couldn't fight him at all. Nothing at all. He just had my arm and there's nothing I could do to get to him.
Corporal Jamie Barstow.
And you're the dog handler for Rocky,
yeah.
The German Shepherd that's about to be unleashed. What kind of character is he normally?
Oh, Rocky's a cheeky monkey. He's my bestest pal. Soft on me, but then him for getting a beating.
And he suits his name, does he?
Yeah, definitely. His nickname's the Rockstar, so...
And he's not one to be messed with?
No, definitely not. Even I won't mess with him.
He's got no... Straight down. Oh, he was sprinting towards Wayne and literally straight into the side and he was down in a flash. Wayne's just finished it. How do you feel?
Knackered. That's hard work. Really hard work.
Was it harder than he thought it was going to be then?
Yeah. A lot more physical. Even though he can't move much, he's trying to thrash around. It seems as though you're doing nothing.
Oh, just amazing watching the guys and how they handle the dogs. It's amazing, isn't it?
For a dog to be taught to be vicious, but to respond relatively quickly to commands, same again, due to dogs on the trainers.
By being human dog toys, Chris and Wayne handed over $1,168, which is going towards the Army Benevolent Fund.
Thanks very much indeed.
No problem.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Charlene Guy for BFBS in Afghanistan.
Your stories. BFBS.